أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his pious servants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one quality about them, that they have the khashiyat, they are driven by the awe of Allah, the love of Allah, and the greatness, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in their hearts. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his qudrat, his power, his might, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that everything is in the control of Allah and everything is perfect. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. However, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it by way of Allah's kindness, by way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion upon man. He says, هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made the earth for you lowered or disgraced or subservient. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the earth as ذلول. ذلول is a term that is usually used for an animal, when the animal becomes totally obedient, totally subservient to its master. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to this earth as dhalul to show us many, many aspects of this earth. That Allah ta'ala in creating this earth didn't keep it in a liquid form, that man would have not been able to walk upon it, that we had been swimming around all day long. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this earth with such a nature that on the one hand, it is hard enough for us to walk upon. It is also soft enough for man to irrigate the land. And it is also of such a nature that man can drill one's boreholes and wells into this earth. And man can dig the foundations of lofty buildings, and at the same time it has the quality of holding up these buildings. All these Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in one word, ذَلُولَ. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. The word manakib in Arabic refers to the shoulders of a creature, and some ulama have stated that when an animal becomes absolutely subservient, normally a person would ride the animal on its back. Maybe he could come to the neck, but to go to the shoulder, that is the upper part of the forelegs of an animal, that was indicative and an expression that was used to show how subservient and how obedient an animal becomes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا, that walk or travel on the shoulders of this earth, because it has become so subservient for you, that Allah has created the mountains that stabilizes this earth, and at the same time from there it becomes the origin of all your rivers and your waters that you require. And now you traverse and travel on this earth. وَقُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, and eat from the sustenance that the earth has offered to you. Sustenance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. Eat from the sustenance of Allah. Do not forget that it is the hand of Allah, it is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that places your sustenance into this earth. Now here whether it is reference to the agriculture or the vegetations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed on this earth, or whether it is to travel to bring goods and commodities and merchandise from one place and take it to another, referring to the import and export concept that the world is filled with. All of it has been included, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention, وَكُلُوا مِن رِزْقِهِ, and eat from the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever forget that it is Allah that has granted it, it is Allah that has given it, and all of it originates from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most important of all, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the an-nushur, the resurrection, that the resurrection will always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the return would always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, in a very, very unique way, Allah shows His compassion and His kindness to mankind. Allah shows the nature of this earth, the way Allah ta'ala has created it, so conducive for man to live on this earth. Allah also shows that your sustenance comes via this earth, but it is the hand of Allah that grants it. And Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us of akhirat, and that we are going to return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this earth to be subservient, and this is human nature, that man often forgets that Allah can use this very same earth in which Allah has placed our sustenance, our rizq. This very earth Allah can utilize to destroy man, and Allah can utilize it to show His punishment and to show His wrath at the same time. Allah says, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ. Have you become fearless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who controls from the heavens, about the fact that Allah may sink you into the earth, فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ, whilst it rocks and it quakes and it causes an earthquake? Have we really forgotten this fact, that everything is in the control of Allah? This very same earth that has given us our sustenance, this very same earth that has so much to offer to us, this very same earth can become the means of our destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us that we should never become fearless of the adab of Allah. We should never become forgetful or oblivious of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am amintum man fi as-samaa ay yursila alaykum hasiba. Or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not rock this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shake this earth, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sink humankind into this earth, that have you become fearless that Allah, who controls from the sky, ay yursila alaykum hasiba, that He can send upon you hasiba. Hasiba means a fierce wind with the raining of stones that will come down from the skies. Now, Allah Rabbul Izzat may not quake this earth, Allah may not shake this earth, but Allah can send down those rains of stones and pebbles like for the people of the past, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can destroy man. That is all in the power of Allah. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. Then you will come to know my warning, and you will come to know my threat. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has granted us all the ni'mats. Allah has used this earth for us to acquire these ni'mats, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also requires that we become totally obedient to Allah. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. And certainly those before them had refuted, they had denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. And then how was my denial of them by sending down my chastisement, my adab, my punishment upon them? So Allah refers to the people of Aad and Thamud, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, etc. And Allah shows that this is not something unusual. It has happened to the people of the past. And hence in this way, Allah has showed us, derive benefit from the earth, derive and take from the treasures of Allah, utilize the ni'mats of Allah, but never forget to make shukr to Allah and never forget to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become obedient to Him. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.